What is up, Kasoko? Welcome back to episode 63 of the Samurai Summit and Otaku Podcast. It's under the Unlimited Dough brand, you already know. I'm your host, Dough, and we're finally back again. Again, I'm going to apologize for last week not taking on an episode. As I explained on the last episode, what was going on. But I'm back, finally back to normal. And hopefully we're staying more consistent again. And well, at least as long as nothing else happens, you know. I do want to say we are going to be having more guests on the podcast in the upcoming weeks. That's the plan, at least, unless, if you know, they're busy that they can join the podcast, and that's something else, we have to postpone it for another week. But yes, stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, depends, because where you listen to the podcast, sometimes you subscribe or you follow and you're able to get notifications every time a new episode is out. So make sure you do that. If you listen on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, what else? Pocket Podcasts, you know, all of that cool stuff. But yeah, so I've been doing better than before. I actually already got Suki's ashes back. I think it was, they called me last Thursday, maybe Friday. No, Thursday, because I went to pick her up on Friday. So she's already home. You guys probably saw my Instagram post that I did when she came back. But yeah, it's I've been better. And lately I've been playing also, okay, so I started playing Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order because the new one's gonna come out. I got it for free through the Sony, you know, the PlayStation Plus, whatever it's called. And I decided to play it. It's hella fun, not gonna lie. I should probably lower the difficulty on the game, but at the same time, I don't want to. And not just that, I actually, okay, I don't have it on max, like, difficulty, because, you know, I won't be able to pass the game soon. My thing is, I want to pass it before the new game comes out, but, yeah, that's not going to happen, to be honest, like, at all. I'm still haven't passed Fighters yet. I'm still playing. And you know how I'm talking about, I think it was on the, no, was it the last episode, two episodes ago, that I was thinking of making a tournament with my friends. So tournament, if everything goes according to plan, tournament should be on May 6th. Yep, the next one already, actually. We gotta go to some anime stores to purchase, you know, anything Dragon Ball related, because top three are gonna be getting prices. We still don't know what to get. Maybe some little minifigures, or I can really say like apparel, because, you know, some of us are bigger than others, to put it nicely. So yeah, we can't, you know, we don't know if they're gonna win or not, so we can't buy apparel. Maybe like a hat or something like that, Dragon Ball, that would be pretty dope, you know. You all know I wear hats, usually the baseball hats type of thing, you know, the dad hats, or however you guys want to call it. So yeah, May 6th. Most likely I'm not going to be making a video for the tournament, because usually when we do that, we're drinking. And if I'm drinking and I'm playing, one, I could probably fuck up my camera, like I'll break or something, like tripping or something. And two, you know, I can be drinking and post it on YouTube, because, you know, YouTube will, I mean, you know, it's like I'm getting monetized on YouTube yet, but still. Anyway, I would let you guys know the score. If I can see the future, I'll probably be first place. If anything, maybe second place. But you know your boy is probably gonna get first place. And we're probably thinking we're probably not gonna do it in the same day, or maybe we are. Mario Kart was gonna be the drinking game. So that one I kinda suck at it, but if it's regular Mario Kart, your boy will be getting first. That's a guarantee for sure. And since we're talking also about Mario and Dragon Ball, don't forget today the Mario movie is gonna be releasing in theaters again, but in Japanese. Same as in Japan. Japan is getting the movie today as well on April 28th. So if you already seen it, you wanna watch it in Japanese, go to the I don't think all theaters are gonna have the Japanese version, to be honest. Make sure you check online. But if there's one close by, check it out, because I see, you know, the voices in Japanese and they're pretty good. It might even be better than the English ones. But again, I still haven't seen the movie yet, so I can't really decide. But at least from like the trailer that I've seen in Japanese, it does sound better in Japanese, TBH. And for Dragon Ball, I'm almost done with my Android 21 deck. Almost. I'm missing one card. Well, technically, because for Dragon Ball Super deck, the card game, you have to have between 50 to 60 cards. And the one I was trying to build has, I believe, maybe like around 53 cards, 52. But yeah, I'm just going to make it 50 because I don't want to spend more money on it. And one of the main cards I was missing is the secret rare Android 21. But that motherfucker is going around $160 to $180. So I am buying that. So I'm probably going to replace it with another Android 17 since I only have one in my deck. So I'm probably just going to buy that one because that one's just like a $30 card. So I prefer to do that. And then just maybe when I buy more booster packs from Power Absorb, I pull the secret rare. Because from the 5 fucking booster boxes that I purchased, I only pulled one of the cigarettes, and it was bitch ass Vegeta. Y'all know I don't like Vegeta that much because he's a little bitch. He's a little bitch. And yes, but it's almost done. I only got to purchase another Android 17 card, and it should be 50 cards in my deck, and I should be able to play now and enjoy it. I've been for tournaments now. I've been still going to on Mondays for the One Piece. This past Monday, I got 7th place. The previous Monday, I got 8th place. But 2 weeks ago, it was out of like, I want to say it was probably like 23 players, maybe like 18 players. And I got 8th place. I was able to get one pack. This past Monday was only 9 players. And the top 8 were able to get at least one pack. And so there was one person that wasn't going to get shit. And it was my buddy who did it. So I've been playing Dolphin now. I kind of got tired. No, it's not like I got tired of Whitebeard. Just I've been seeing more players using Whitebeard. And even in OP01, I wasn't using Dolphin that much. Maybe in one or twice in a tournament, and that was it. So I was like, you know what, let me give Dolphy some love. And yeah, it's been pretty good. So last tournament, I lost the first match. It was against Mirror Match. He just got the cards faster than me, and I just couldn't catch up anymore. But it was a really close match still though. Second one, it was against, what the fuck, what it was? A Smoker. Yeah, it was against Smoker. That one was kind of close too, but I lost. Third one was against another Smoker, and I won that one. So I lost two and I won one. My buddy, he lost two. The third one, he got a bye. Now the fourth match, which was the last one, I was playing up against my buddy. Usually, out of all the times that we play against each other, he probably only beat me once. For sure once. And that was like 2 days ago or so. But prior to that, maybe just once, and that's not in the tournament, because this was the first time we actually play against each other in the tournament. And I told him before the match, give me $10 and I'll let you win. He didn't want to. I was like, all right, for sure. And I fucking destroyed him. And so he ended up getting last place. If I would have, if he would have, given me the $10, maybe I could have gotten 8th place. It was a possibility I was going to get 8th place. But who knows? Because we wouldn't know. And I ended up getting 2 booster packs for Paramount War. And they were doing a raffle for one of the promo cards. And again, ended up winning the promo pack. So, the promo card. So it was fun. And so that was the last tournament. So I'll be going again upcoming Monday. Hopefully I do better. At least let me get top 3. Yeah, if I would have won the second match, like lost the first one, won the next 2, and lost the last one, I was probably going to end up at a higher place. Sorry, I got to take a sip of my Monster. So freaking good. But anyways, let's move on. Okay, let's talk some Chainsaw Man. What the fuck did a Chainsaw Man mangaka do? Like, he did what? So, apparently, the mangaka for Chainsaw Man, when he was, I think it was at the age of 28, so his name is Fujimoto, and his girlfriend lived together in a modest 15,000 yen apartment. So that's about $150. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, 15,000 yen is okay. Hold on, let me Google it real quick, because I don't wanna. No, right now it's around 111, but back then it was probably like around $150. So they used to live in a $150 apartment. And oh shit, I lost my spot. Yeah, so despite their financial situation, they enjoy a balanced diet thanks to the generosity of their neighbors. One summer, the Japanese rice fish passed away. So that's the name, rice fish. Or rice, nothing but rice fish. Although Fujitomo initially considered disposing of the fish in the trash like in parasite, his girlfriend insisted on burying it. Upon attempting to dig a grave in the park, Fujimoto found the ground too hard and ultimately left the fish on the surface. As he observed the fish, and soon began to carry the body away, overcome by affection, Fujimoto quickly brushed the ants off and ate the fish. Yep, he ate the goddamn fish raw. Like, fuck it, the devil already licked the fish and he still ate it. So the next day he just experienced, bad stomach ache and shit like that. Fucking obviously being on the dirt, already dead, used to have ants on it, and he just ate it like that. He's gangster like that. Gangster. Well, yeah, that's what he did at the age of fucking 24. Right now, I don't know how old is he, but let's check it out. All right, let's Google it real quick. Chainsaw Man mangaka. So, let's see. Oh, he's actually my age. So I'm here in Wikipedia, and it has two different dates. It has either October 10, 1992, or October 10, 1993. So he's really kind of like my age. You just said like the sources differ on what year was it? So I don't know why they don't know the right answer for that. But yeah, he exited 1992 or 1993. If he was born in 1993, he's older than me for 8 days. Damn, what am I doing with my life? Not eating fish, dead fish, that for sure. Well, no, that's a lie, because when you eat sushi, you're eating dead fish and raw too. Well, at least not from the ground. But yeah, that's what he fucking did. He ate his dead pet fish. I mean, am I eating my dead cat? No. I'm kidding. Yeah, so I thought it was pretty... Maybe that's why he's fucking chasing money. It's kind of weird. But he didn't eat a finger, like from Jujutsu Kaisen. Weird. Or maybe he's also the creator of Jujutsu Kaisen, but goes by a different name. What's up? Think about it. But speaking of manga cast, who got named one of the top geniuses of the current era? Guess. Just take a guess. I give you 2 seconds. One, two. That's right. My boy, Eiichiro Oda. So he was recently recognized as one of the top 10 influential people of the current era. So one of Japan's most prestigious universities, which you already know, is the University of Tokyo, conducted a survey to select the top 10 geniuses of the, I think it's pronounced Reiwa? Yeah, the Reiwa era, which is from 2019 to present. So among the diverse list of athletes, actors, and businessmen, there was only one manga artist, one mangaka, that made the list, and that was none other than the creator of One Piece, Gara. I mean, Oda, but you already know. So he was on the top 10. Well, see, they have it as the top 10, but I don't know if it's in order, because if it is, then he got the 10th one. But hey, to be a mangaka and be one of the geniuses of the era in Japan, you gotta give props to him. That's why One Piece is so fucking amazing. So I'm just gonna go over the list so you know who the fuck Oda is competing against. So at number one, again, I don't know if it's in the order or not, but number one is Shohei Ohtani, which actually some of you, well, if you listen to this podcast, you know who he is. If you're not listening to the podcast and they like baseball, they know who he is, because he plays for the Angels. And, you know, he won for the, against, who was their playing against? USA, I think, for baseball. So, yeah, so it's Shohei Ohtani. For second is Fuji Sota, which is a shogi player. Third is Ashida Mana. She's an actress. Four, Narita Yusuke, it's Yusuke, which is an economist. Number five, Son Masayoshi, CEO of SoftBank, which is a phone company. Number six is Vandy, which is a singer. Number seven is Horioki Nishimura, founder of 2Channel. Number eight is Shuro Manabe, Nobel Prize in Physics. Physics, Nobel Prize. What's up? Number nine is Masahiro Sakurai, creator of Kirby and Super Smash Bros. And then number 10 is Eiichiro Oda. See, it's not Oda, because Oda, because you pronounce D-A kind of like in Spanish. Or Gara, creator of One Piece. So he's up there, my guys. He made it. He made it years ago, but he even made it even more. Not gonna lie, when I read the article, like, holy fucking shit, my boy fucking made it. And yeah, it was just so freaking Awesome. We do have some other news, some new animes that are gonna come out, some new short manga that are gonna come out, and then I am gonna be talking about the concert that I went to last week, which was the Rat Wimps concert, and it was amazing. But I'm gonna leave that at the end. So there's gonna be a new anime that's gonna come out in April 2024, and it is called Bartender Camino Glass, which means Bartender Glass of God. And not gonna lie, the poster looks good. It's just a drink, you know, it's the guy with a martini or something like that, and I wanna try the fucking drink. Crunchyroll is gonna be the one that's gonna be streaming the anime, and actually a previous 11 episode television anime based on the manga premiered in Japan in October 2006. So that was about 17 years ago. Situated, so the kind of like the synopsis of it is of the Bartender Camino Glass is situated in the Ginza district of Tokyo, is the Eden Hall, a quiet bar that few people manage to come across. It is run by the legendary bartender Ryu Sasakura, a genius at mixing the right drink for the right customer. Throughout his period of Eden Hall, customers from all walks of life carrying all sorts of burden arrive for a godly glass at the hall and a kind word with Ryu, both of which assist in clearing their problems up and reviving them for another go at life. It sounds to me like I have to go see this fucking bartender in Japan again. I need to get my shit together. I wanna taste the godlike drinks that he makes, you know. Had never read the manga. Haven't watched the previous 11 episode, but I'm fucking excited for it. I'm pretty sure every time I watch this fucking anime, every episode, I'm gonna be drinking. I'm probably gonna have like a whiskey next to me or something, cause they're gonna make the drinks look delicious. If they do something like Food Wars, dude, I'm gonna be jizzing all over. But it's gonna be pretty much a year from now, cause it will premiere in April 2024. So we have a whole year to go, literally a year to go. And okay, I'm gonna leave this one for second to last. So let's move on to another one. And this anime, it's called Tsukinako wa Megane wo Wasureta, which translates to the girl I like forgot her glasses. They revealed their first promotional video, and it will premiere in July, on Tuesdays, I believe so. And honestly, it looks cool. The animation looks pretty nice. The girl looks like if she has her glasses, she's like that type of cute girl. But once she takes off her glasses, you see like she's like, I don't know, more evil in a way, like her eyes, like they change. I don't know, it looks weird. You guys gotta watch the trailer, but at the same time, it looks hashtag so good. Excuse me. So Square Enix manga and books is releasing the manga in English as well. So, and it describes the story as follows. Komura starts his school year with a new seat neighbor in homeroom. Mie, yeah, that's her name, Mie. Before long, he's nursing a raging crush on his quirky classmate who's always forgetting her glasses. While this might be ideal for Komura to get to know Mie better, will his poor heart give out from the daily strain of being up close and personal with the girl he likes? So, the way they describe it doesn't make it sound that great. It might be like one of those rom-com type of anime. But I'm hoping it. Okay, so remember, you guys remember the anime Shikimaru Snow Your Security? For the trailer, the synopsis sounded pretty badass. But when I watched the anime, it was okay. The manga, I think, is a little bit better. Again, haven't read it. But I'm really hoping this one's good. The trailer looks pretty good. I just hope it's not boring or anything. The animation is good too. It's like a different type of anime. And I like it. I like the cover. It's the main girl. And on the title, like the word that's in kind of like orange, it's a little bit blurry. I'm pretty sure that means glasses. It means Migane. What does Migane mean? Migane in English. Yeah, I'm trying to see. Oh, I mean, Migane. What? I don't want to do that. It is Migane, right? Oh, no, it's not Migane. Damn, I don't know my Japanese. Megane. Megane. Which means glasses. Okay, I was right. Sorry, I need to take another sip from my Red Bull. So, yes, the word Megane. It's written like it's in orange, reddish color, and that one is like a little bit blurry. So, like, that's pretty cool the way they made the title for it. I'm actually excited for it. It comes out. When did I say? Damn, I already forgot. Oh, in July. So we almost towards the end of April. Then we have May. Then we have June, and then we get in July. So I'm excited for it, and I'm just hoping Crunchyroll is the one streaming this, and not something like HIDIVE or something like that. Cause yeah, it's weird, and that means I have to get a subscription for it, which I don't mind getting the trial, but I'm not really gonna use it for. Fuck, I forget the name. Shadow. Embodiment of Shadows or something. Something Shadows, and it's on High Dive. It just looks so freaking good. So that's one I really wanna do. Okay, I'm just gonna talk about first Right Whims, and then I'm gonna go with the new upcoming short manga. It's already old news because it was from last week, but last week I didn't make an episode, so I still want to talk about it, and I want to talk shit on a specific character. You know me. So the Right Wing concert was at the YouTube Theater. It was next to the SoFi Stadium, which is, well, kind of like inside the SoFi Stadium, because that's just fucking massive. That's what she said. And holy shit, I do gotta say, Jojiro Noda has a fucking amazing voice. Like, I love his music. Like, it sounds fucking badass, but I do gotta say his voice sounds way better in person. It was like, oof, beautiful. It was just amazing. Like, I had such an amazing time. All the musics were good. You guys know I took like some Japanese class, so one my little Japanese that I knew was what my Japanese was. Pretty much telling me was that I fucking gotta continue learning Japanese because I didn't understand any of the fucking songs. The only thing I kind of understood was when he say arigato. I was like, ah, arigato. That was like the only thing I kind of knew what he was talking about. But overall, it was just so good. It was the first time actually they were doing a tour in North America, so it was the US, Mexico, and Canada. I'm like, oh shit, I'm fucking glad I went. First time being there. I think the first concert was in San Jose on the 16th, and then the 18th was oh, was the LA one, the one that I went, duh, fucking dumbass. And then I think after that one they went to Chicago, then to Mexico City, then to New York, and then to Canada. I think so. It was something like that. But overall, it was just so good. And there was only one thing that I didn't like about the concert. So they were promoting it with the movie Suzume, kind of, you know? Even at the entrance, they had a Suzume one, which of course they did sing a song from Suzume. But I was really hoping they will open up the concert or end the concert with a Suzume song. I was hoping Tohaka was there to sing it. Even if she wasn't, I was hoping for Yojiro to sing the song, do a cover, because he's not the one that does the voice on that one. And just, you know, like the piano and his group, they just do the instrumental for that song. But yeah, that was the only thing I didn't like. But again, the rest was amazing. And I didn't know that he actually has a song in English, which was actually a pretty good song. He used to live in LA when he was a kid. I think he went to like elementary school for like 3 months. After that, I don't know if he transferred to another elementary because he mentioned the name of it. Or they just moved to somewhere else. That I don't remember. Oh, I don't even remember if he mentioned any of that. Like if he moved that. Because I know after that, he just went back to Tokyo. And, you know, that was the best decision he ever made. And now we're to the topic that I want to leave for last. So y'all know that there was a pull going on to see a pull. There was a pull going on to see which Naruto character would get a short manga. The pull received an estimate of 4,600,000 votes between December 21st to January 31st. The one that came victorious was none other than Minato with fucking 792,257 votes. So it's cool. Yeah. Minato, I like Minato. It's fine. That's not the one I want to talk shit on. So I'm going to give you the list of the top 10 characters. There's actually a video too. That you could just search on YouTube, put Naruto P99 final results, and it's gonna show you all 99 characters with the votes and in order from number 99 all the way to who got top one. But I'm only gonna mention the top 10. And number 10, it was Hinata. I love Hinata, but I didn't feel like I just don't want to see it, like read a short story about Hinata. I think it's going to be boring. So for me, it would be on my top 10. Number 9 was Madara. It seems like we already know his whole fucking story with Madara. You know, everything was from Madara. Madara this, Madara that, Hashirama this, Hashirama that. So, whatever's. Number 8 was Sasuke. Fuck Sasuke. You all know I hate fucking Sasuke. Plus, he already has a light novel. So, we don't need another fucking manga for him. The other one was, I can't read it, but it's Kakashi's dad, though. Something with an S. It's kind of blurry, the picture. Yeah, I can't read it. But yeah, it was at number 7. Number 6 was Naruto, like, calm the fuck down. Naruto, he already had 2 fucking shows. So I don't know why people were voting for Naruto. No, Naruto. But whatever. And number 5 was Kakashi. That one was okay. I kind of know some of his story. Like, I wouldn't mind in another short manga with some like crazy ass fucking mission that he did. That would be dope. Number 4. Now, this one, I was just hoping it would be number 1, and that's Shisui Uchiha. Because we don't know too much about him, or any, like, too much on his backstory. I don't know if they mention it on the Itachi line novels. I have the first one, I just never finished it. But, at least the part that I read it didn't mention Shisui, but that would have been the best one, at least for me. Because I do want to see more of Shisui Uchiha. And number 3, it was Sakura. Like, who the fuck wants to read a short manga of Sakura? I think she even has a fucking light novel too. Like, who were the dumbasses that voted for her? I don't care if I get crap for this, but like, honestly, Sakura's manga is gonna be fucking boring. Thank God it didn't get first place. Second one, I love this character, but I wouldn't want to have a short manga, and that's Itachi. You all know he's my favorite character, but we know some of his background too, and he has two light novels. No manga for him. That's like whatever. And then number one is Minato, which is okay. Does he has a light novel actually? I don't even know if Minato has a light novel. Because I know Kakashi has a light novel, so that's why Kakashi too, it's like a whatever. So, okay, so the light novels are Gaara, Konoha Hidden, which I'm guessing that's more for Konoha or something, Sakura, Shikamaru, and Kakashi, they have it. They also have, also it's Kakashi Hidden, it's called Shikamaru Hidden, Sakura Hidden, Gaara Hidden, Konoha Hidden, and Akatsuki Hidden. And then for the other ones, excuse me, we have Itachi Shinden, Book of Bright Light, Itachi Shinden, Book of Dark Knight. I had the first one, I have to read it again. And then we have Sasuke Shinden, Book of Sunrise. Fuck Sasuke the way. So they already had the light novels. So I don't know why people chose fucking characters, spoiler characters that, you know, like they already had light novels. Fuck it. I would prefer to fucking read a manga of the fucking guy. Damn, I forgot his name. Like, now the fucking guy that does the baddest ramen. It would be way better than fucking a Sakura one. I know I'm making it seem like Sakura one, but I mean, what the fuck voted for her? I swear, man. I swear. Okay, I've been. Oof, okay. I just, you know, that's why grinds my gears, man. Okay, we're like around 35 minutes in, so I gotta just to stop it right here. So let's go with the character of the week for this week, because the playoffs are going on. You know, NBA, you all know my favorite team is the Warriors. I love Stephen Curry, so I have to go with a character from Kuroko no Basket, and it's no other than Shitaro Midorima. The reason why I went with this character, he's not my favorite character from Kuroko no Basket, but I do love Stephen Curry, and Midorima, he shoots fucking threes and from like half court and even like from the other end of the court. So I'm like, dude, he reminds me of fucking Curry. So I have to fucking choose him. So that's my character of the week. And that's it for today. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Samurai Summit and Otaku Podcast. Don't forget to send me an email. You want to, you know, be a guest on the podcast. Don't forget to join our Discord. Follow me on social media at Unlimited Dough. That's going to be for Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And again, I really appreciate it. And I do apologize I didn't take an episode last week. But we're back on the schedule. All right, we'll see you in the next one. Your boy Dough, it's out.